The Proxy Zone Reboot, starring Daniel Schall, written by Gerald Burke. Episode 7, Recap. In last week's episode, we had sex. Get checked.
The characters.
Oh, yes, the characters. The characters had lots of sex. After a sleepless night, the red-suited man devised a plan. If he finds a megacomputer powerful enough, he believes he can not only return to the Proxy Zone, but save our heroes in the process. Well, most of them anyway. Oh, foreshadowing. Ooh. Unsure if they can trust him, our heroes entered the wasteland, where they encountered the Havoc, a gang of bloodthirsty maniacs. Captured after a bloody brawl, the red-suited man stays their execution with the promise of salvation, a promise he knows he can't deliver. Will the Havoc believe him, or will our heroes end up splattered by splatter? Find out as we travel over the Rainbow Track.
I thought you said you could only save a handful of us on your hard drive.
That's true.
But you told Venus you could save her entire team.
That wasn't true. It's called lying, and I don't know about you, but I'm okay with lying to save our skin. Do you really think that they would help us if I'd said, yeah, I know it's a bummer, but we can't save you. But it would be peachy keen if you let us be on our way so we can save our own skins.
Nah, dude, I don't think so.
Well, at least this moron is thinking.
Dude, how'd you know I was a Mormon?
Listen, if I thought farting yellow daffodils would get us out of here, I'd be farting yellow daffodils right now.
Bro, you can do that?
I stand corrected. The moron is back to moronizing.
That's Red. Come with me.
And where are we going?
Venus either has some questions for you, or she's gonna let me splatter you. I got a bad memory when it comes to details, but the rest of you, stay put.
Not sure where we'd be going, but roger that. I don't trust him.
You know I don't.
I like his hat.
He's full of it, that's for sure. Any man who'd save his worthless hide through deceit is apt to do it again.
So that's 4 for don't trust him, and 1 for nice hat.
I still don't think we have much of a choice, do we?
Good news, everyone. Venus and her team have graciously agreed to help us get to Axiom Prime. Lydia, her crew was able to repair your motorcycle, but the Jeep, however, has been totaled, so the rest of us will have to ride with a select member of the Havoc.
Red has promised to save us from this
anomaly
in exchange for our help. However, if you renege on that promise, I'll kill you all.
Can't we kill them now?
If they don't deliver on their promise, you can do whatever you want to them.
Don't worry, I won't renege.
I'll have many splattery memories I'd hate to lose. You know what I mean, Red?
I know what you mean, Splatter.
Hey, since we're all chummy-chummy now, would you mind untying us? I have an itch somewhere. Just please, hurry.
Untie them.
Don't tell me what to do.
Our vehicles weren't designed with passengers in mind, so we'll have to split up.
Unless you want to ride in my Mihal. Plenty of room in the back. Just don't mind the blood.
Splitting up will do. There's just one problem.
Am I the only one noticing the just one problem that turns into many problems trend? No? Just me? Okay, cool.
Rainbow Track. Ugh.
You mentioned that before. What is it?
We're not entirely sure.
It's the most terrifying place imaginable.
None of us have been brave enough to cross except for Treehouse.
You live in a wasteland with vehicles designed to wet Satan's pants. What could possibly terrify you?
It's super sparkly. And the giraffe. That bastard's crazy.
There's an entrance near the northern edge of the wasteland. From what Red tells us, we haven't much time left, so we should get a move on soon.
We have less than 30 hours remaining.
I will not be rebooted into nothingness. Not without a fight. You hear me? Not without a fight!
Oh yes, we hear you so clearly. We can literally smell you.
Red, you're right with me.
I want the little fellow.
Oh, great. I assume that's me. I'm actually average height in boots, okay? So, not so little.
I can take two, the funny-haired girl and the cowboy.
That means I'm with you, Stretch.
Not to be a negative Nelly, but where's Coover?
In the back of my meal.
They had a falling out.
He said he likes cornflakes. Soggy. Can you believe that? What about you, little one?
Oh, yeah, crunchy all the way for me.
Oh, yes! I knew we were going to get along.
Well, here we are. Rainbow Track.
Dudes, you weren't kidding. This might be the brightest place I've ever seen. Gossip put on my shades, man. Not just for the brightness, but also for this swag, dude.
No use wasting time. Let's head in.
All right, little man. Keep an eye out for that friggin' giraffe.
How will I recognize him?
It's a giraffe driving a go-kart. You won't miss him. Shut up back there, or I'll drop you off the edge of the things. Coover, that boy's crazy.
You too cozy back there.
You didn't mention you had a dog.
Good dog. Good dog.
That's my girl, Retrofitter. Who's a good girl? Who's a good girl?
I don't think she's a good girl.
So, you're awfully quiet. Do you ever speak? I'll just keep an eye out for the giraffe, then.
Is there anyone besides this giraffe we should look out for?
Yes.
Details might help.
No, you'll know it when you see it. I expected more activity. Is this how you remember it, Treehouse?
He said no.
That looks like the starting line, but there's no one there. In fact, this place is completely desolate.
I told you, this place is freaky dinky.
Great. Now my engine's dead. I thought you said your people fixed it. They did. We've all lost power.
Whatever's going on, I don't like it.
Quiet, girl. We're all nervous.
I reckon we'll have to hoof it from here on out.
Donnie, help me with the equipment. Kevin, we could use a hand.
All right, man. You guys are doing great. Keep it up.
With the gear, Kevin.
So we're just going to leave Coover in the back.
He made his choice. That soggy, cereal-eating son of a...
Everyone, stick together. Sticking together isn't exactly the havoc there. Will you two stop punching each other?
What?
We're just fooling about.
Well, I have to say, it's good to be out of that meehole.
You should have smelled Retrofitter's breath.
She heard that.
Father? Duchess? Can anyone hear me?
Still no word.
Nothing. What if something's happened to him?
And or Duchess F?
Your father is... well, he's not tough, but he is wise, so I'm sure he'd find a good hiding spot.
Not exactly reassuring, but I'm sure you're right.
Help me. Please, help us.
Dude, this is messed up. Who would put those cute little dudes in a cage like that?
Hello, little fella. Who did this to you?
Jitter put us in here.
Who's Jitter?
The giraffe.
Giraffe.
Whoa, I'm starting to get the hang of this thing around here. If it doesn't make any sense, then that's your answer.
He used to be our friend. All day racing, shooting each other with power-ups and victory laps. Oh, that was the life. That's until they showed up.
I've got it this time, huh? Who are they?
Big fellas, strong ladies, and fast fists of fury. We noticed them while racing, fighting each other like a bunch of savages. They were in the open field from the track, so we didn't pay them any mind. Until Jitter lost his mind. He started to preach about the end of days. He called it Armageddon after the movie. He said only the righteous will be saved, and the righteous must kill the unrighteous, which are us.
And exactly what makes you so unrighteous?
We're just so darn cute. cuteness became the son of the devil. He said all us cuties escaped from the gates of hell.
No, don't you start that too. Nah, go ahead. You really are just such little cute deuterinos.
Help us, please. They're gonna sacrifice us to the righteous tonight. Please.
Let me see what I can do. Oh, I can't pick it.
I can probably shoot it off.
Don't, you might.
Won't fire, dude. Something's wrong with the clicky blaster.
Mine neither.
Help us, please.
Any idea, Spike?
We can't leave them here.
That's precisely what we do. We leave them here. We need to get to the other side of this track, and time is running short. We can't rescue every poor little creature we stumble across.
I don't like it either, but let's face it, they're already doomed.
Hey, 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 come out and play.
What was that?
Jitter.
We'll come back for you, I promise. All right, you psychopathic giraffe, we're coming for you.
Hey, 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 come out and play.
Do you see anything?
I can't see anything through all this rain. Hold on. Let me take off my shades. No, can't see nothing.
Everyone stay close. Splatter, there's Velcro.
Huh?
Splatter, you didn't.
Oh, dude. I tossed him off the edge. My bad.
We need every last man and woman. Please try suppressing your mayhem impulses.
I'll try, little one. I'll try.
Hey, hey, hey! Come out and play!
There he is.
He's not alone.
I see you decided to come out and play. Hey, hey, hey! Good for you. Be you righteous or unrighteous. If you're righteous, you can join my Armageddon army. If not, you can join the unrighteous in their sacrifice.
I mean, we're all pretty cute.
I'm more of a devil-may-care, rough-and-tumble, handsome type.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Do you recognize any of them?
Yes, they're from a game called Combating the Immortals. At least the ugly one over there. But they blocked our path, and there's no way around.
Yo, little giraffe dude, you look pretty cute from where I stand. Maybe you should join our side. What do you say?
I am not cute. I am a freak of nature and blessed with the sign of the righteous.
I don't know, man. Saying what you said in that cutesy little giraffe voice of yours isn't helping your case.
Anyone down for some hand-to-hand combat?
I sure am.
Hell yeah.
Yes?
Please, yes!
No, not really. But when do I ever get what I want?
There are 12 of them, including the giraffe.
Yeah, the cute little giraffe.
And 7 of us.
It's a little unfair for them. But we don't have any time to waste.
Hey, wait, there's 9 of us.
No offense, but we didn't count you or Red.
That makes sense, okay. I wouldn't have either.
Who dares challenge me, Biohat?
Hey, 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 they're all afraid.
Let me at him.
Bro, that dude's, like, super huge.
I can take him.
He's just standing there by himself.
Yeah.
Flexing.
Go ahead and try to get some of this one.
He sounds constipated.
Should we rush him?
I'm very excited about this rushing plan, so long as I don't take part in it.
It doesn't seem sporting.
Aren't you from the gates of hell? What does sporting have to do with anything? Damn it! Now you got me saying it.
Rushing him sounds like a heck of a plan to me. All's fair in love and fist fighting an idiot. On my mark.
Yeah.
1, 2... 3.
Hey, wait, what are you doing? Stop it. Stop that. 1 at a time, folks. Come on.
What are you waiting for? Help him.
That's not how we do things here. Yeah, we're more of a one-on-one fighting crew.
Biohatch down. I'm next. Who dares challenge me? Water, ouch. Stop it. No, hey, what about 1 at a time? Don't you get?
This is remarkably easy.
Okay, the rest of you. Do you see them?
Yeah.
Do you see how they're fighting? Not 1-to-1, but in a gang?
Sure do.
Now you do the same, in the name of the righteous.
What do you guys think?
He did say, in the name of the righteous, so maybe we should? What do you think, Lizard Queen? I'm sold.
Listen, everyone. Instead of fight one-to-one, we're going to fight at the same time. I know this is unusual, but we're in remarkable times. Ouch! You've already started. Who dares hit me before I say, who dares? What kind of psycho fights before someone asks who dares?
Get them, my beings of righteousness! Get them!
So, we stay back here, right?
Yes, but I think maybe we should just encourage them.
Splatter just knocked out five of them all by himself. I'm not really sure they need any encouragement.
Doesn't look like it. This fight is remarkably one-sided.
So, you created me.
What? Oh, yes, Earth. It's a game designed for high achievers to relax. Something about doing the same monotonous, boring thing again and again with no hope of ever getting any better really helps people like me just chill out.
I suppose it was monotonous and boring, but it was my life. I really loved it.
Listen, there's something I need to tell you.
No! No! You've defeated my Armageddon army of self-righteous holy rollers! That's our full name. No!
Okay, Mr. Giraffe. Listen to me. Good.
No, no, please. Don't hurt me.
I don't know what's wrong with you, but you are going to let every one of those critters...
Cute critters.
...out of those cages. You're going to apologize, and you're going to do it right now, mister.
No, don't make me apologize.
Now.
Okay, okay. To the victor goes the spoils. And in this case, the spoils are a meaningless apology.
You better mean it.
But I'm not sorry. It was the happiest I've ever been. Do you have any idea how boring it is to drive around in circles all day, pretending to be cheerful? It was destroying my soul.
Okay, you don't have to mean it, but make it good.
Fine, I'm sorry, Fluffles. Here, let me help you out of that cage. I know we used to be friends, and I'm very, very sorry.
And?
What?
What are you sorry for?
I'm sorry I locked you in a cage and was going to sacrifice you in the name of righteous, okay?
Much better.
Lydia, we really need to get moving.
Only when I see every one of those creatures set free. We don't have time, and I'm freeing those creatures, and no one can stop me.
She's right. No one can stop her when she's determined like this. We'll just meet you on the other side, Lydia. Take your time.
I will.
I'll stay with you, if you'd like.
I knew you'd say that.
Don't worry, little fella. I've got her back. Come on. Let's go set these things free, darling.
Oh, this is a bad day for Jitta.
Carmageddon! How could I miss that? Because they're on a track and it's army. I'll be ready next time it's set, I promise.
Sorry, Kevin. It's never set again. Missed opportunity.
Damn it!
Splatter, watch out!
Whoa! Whoa! Splatter was almost splattered!
Where are these grenades coming from?
From over there. Take cover.
Well, we got them all free.
Lydia, Doc!
What's going on?
I don't know. The minute we stepped off the rainbow track, we ended up in this war zone. Glad you could make it, though. Whoa! Dynamite!
Grenades, bro! And they're coming from that direction.
And there's a sniper on the ridge. If it pinned down.
Guys, a little help.
What's going on?
Treehouse, he's really badly hurt. I think the explosion hit him direct. Dudes, I don't think he's gonna make it. I know, dude. I know. Just hang in there, please. No, don't say that. You're gonna make it, dude. You can't die. Hang on. Help him. Please, can someone please help him? No, dude, no. Please come back. Is he gonna respond, right? Tell me he's gonna respond, please.
If we were in the wasteland, yes. But here, I don't know.
To the ridge, Corporal. Get that sniper bot. Sergeant, see about those order pin grenade launchers. We have civilians on the battlefield, soldiers. Secure the area.
Boy, am I glad to see you.
Not so fast. First, I need to know who the hell you are.
We may not have time to explain under present circumstances, but if you secure the area, I'd happily explain everything.
Do you think they're part of the secret society of St. Athens?
If they are,
I'm killing them here and now. And pause. Things are getting spicy. Having crossed the Rainbow Track and entered Axiom Prime, will our heroes finally find the megacomputer Moxie and get Red home? Can he be trusted? Will Venus discover his betrayal? Will Jim just kill them here and now and be done with it? Find out the answers on our next episode as we travel into the megacomputer.
What the hell is going on here?
The Proxy Zone Reboot was written by Gerald Burke. All voices by Daniel Schall. Music by Sean Rayner. Produced and directed by Gerald Burke and Daniel Schall. If you enjoyed this episode, check out Just Vic, available on Audible or Apple Books. Written by Gerald Burke and narrated by Daniel Schall.